Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and Merry Christmas. We continue to celebrate this amazing Christmas season. I hope you're blessed. I know the holidays can be both enriching, but also can be very challenging. When families get together, a lot of old things can emerge. Some of our dysfunctions and our troubles can reemerge. We fall back into family roles and family issues emerge, and people can get cranky when they're together too often. And for some people, it can be very difficult and be kind of miserable. So I want to encourage you to make sure if you're in that kind of situation, or even if you're having a great time, take time every day to just go away and be alone with the Lord. Go to your local church, your local Catholic church, go to the Eucharistic chapel, if they have one, and just sit and have some time with the Lord and to receive the gift. That is to place yourself in the presence of God and to receive, and that is to receive the offer of salvation, the gift that God the Father has given you, his most precious gift, because he loves you so deeply and so profoundly. And it's important for us to pay attention in this super busy season, to pay attention to what he's doing. To this gift, the church brings us back every year. You know, the church walks us in her wisdom through the whole Paschal mystery, the whole life of Jesus. Because what does it mean to be a Christian? It means to be conformed. It means to be a disciple, child of God, conformed to the person of Jesus. To be a Christian means we walk in the footsteps of Christ. And so the church brings us back to these moments, and we need to really live in the moment, if you will, to let the moment and the reality of what is being celebrated in the liturgy each day and the readings of the church. That's a good thing to chew on when you're there before the Blessed Sacrament, or go to daily Mass if you can during this season. And just to step outside all the intensity of relationships, maybe the enmeshment and difficulty that's there, or just the busyness and the fatigue and the noise of televisions and everybody's phones and the like, and just find a place of quiet where everything is turned off, where you can just be in silence and let the Spirit of God touch your spirit. As St. Paul tells us in the 8th chapter of Romans, the Spirit of God wants to speak to our spirit, to confirm and to help us believe and understand that God is our Father. The Spirit has been given by Jesus, who is the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One, given to us, and the Spirit has come to awaken our spirit, to touch the core of our being, and to speak to our spirit, and to call us, first to call us to come alive and to be awake and to hear the voice of God and to allow our spirit and to prompt our spirit to cry out to God, our Father, to say, Abba, Father. The readings today at Mass are beautiful. First, we had Christmas on the 25th, and then yesterday was the story of St. Stephen. Right away, the church raises up before us who it is we're called to be. What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus Christ? And we see it in the beautiful life of St. Stephen, the first martyr, a deacon who died in an amazing imitation of Jesus. Jesus said it would happen to those who follow him. And I think that's a great meditation for us because things are getting stickier in the world and it's becoming more challenging and there's greater refusal and resistance on the part of the world and even people and voices within the church to the will of God. And there's a cost that's coming with it. So today is a little bit of another turn. And the readings that the church gives us to remind us is, what is the essence of Christianity? What's at its core? It's a great question to ask. Put it this way, here's some things that it's not. That people, if you ask the question, what's the essence of Christianity? What's really at its root? Here's some answers people give. For example, Christianity is not a personal moral code. That is, don't cheat or lie or steal and be nice to people. It's not a philosophy of life to put alongside Platonism or Confucianism or any other philosophy. It's not a set of truth statements about God, the creed or the catechism. It's not a particular way of praying, mass, the rosary, private prayer. It's not a way to help people, that is just doing good to others. It's not a humanitarian plan for the betterment of society. Let's make the world a better place, abolish slavery, eradicate hunger, Christianity involves all these things in one way or another, and even more. But these aren't the essence of it. They are rather an expression. They're an expression of what is the essence of it. Okay, so then what's the essence? What has made Christianity the most universal religion on the earth, the one that has caught up into itself people from every country, every ethnic tribe and grouping, every race, and every time period since it first burst upon the world 2,000 years ago? The answer is given to us in the reading, the first reading today. And this is why the church reminds us, again, if we just step back to the celebration of Christmas a couple days ago, here's God's great action, the incarnation of Jesus. Then we see Stephen. He conforms himself to Christ, and he is a model for us and a witness and a proclamation to us of what the Christian life looks like. If we're conformed to Christ, our very life is headed. Today, the church touches on her essence. So what is her essence? It's very simple. Christianity is a new life. Again, all the things I read, those things are expressions and they flow from what? The essential thing is new life. It's the story of God's visiting us and bringing us who were dead back to life. Here's the reading from 1 John chapter 1. The apostles are declaring what they've seen and heard. It says, "Beloved, what was from the beginning, what we've heard, what we've seen with our eyes, what we've looked upon and touched with our hands, concerns the word of life. For the life was made manifest to us. We have seen it, and we testify to it, and we proclaim to you that the eternal life that was with the Father was made visible to us. And what we have seen and heard, we proclaim now to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. For our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing this so that our joy may be complete." So there's the fundamental testimony of the apostles. We want to tell you, they're bearing witness, right? They're apostles, they're sent ones, and they're bearing witness. They're not just passing on a set of rules or rituals or commandments, but what they're first doing is they're declaring a fact, a truth, a reality. This is something which we've seen with our eyes, which we've touched with our hands, and we've looked upon, we've embraced, we know it's true, and this is what we really want to tell you. This is what is burning in our hearts. This is the good news. The life of God, the eternal life of God, the eternal life that was with the Father, the one who created all things, has appeared to us in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is life. He's eternal life. He's not just biological life. He's the life of God. He's divine life. The life that was with the Father has come to the earth. And why is that so significant? First of all, just because it is, but it's so significant. And it's such good news because the human race had no access to that life. Because, as Scripture told us again and again, we're dead in our sins, enslaved, separated from God, enslaved to a kingdom of darkness ruled by Satan, seeking to dominate and destroy the image of God in man and separate us from ever having any hope for anything. And it doesn't take much to look around and see in our own culture, in our own history, the history of humanity, the rising and falling of civilizations and the history of wars. And just look at all the infidelity that's been revealed over the last couple of months in the country, among the big and the beautiful, the lying and the deceit and the using human beings as a means and not an end, to the perversions, the hypocrisy, all of it that's there. It shouldn't surprise you. Welcome to the human race. Jesus said, "Look what's in your heart. That's my heart and your heart." What's in there? Envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, anger, bitterness, lust, hatred, adultery, fornication, all these things, these temptations in the human heart, the propensity of the human heart to desire what is false, to seek what is false. By the way, the revelation of all this public sin, it's not meant for the rest of us to stand around and point and say, yeah, it's about time they got theirs. It's a call to repentance. It's an act of God's severe mercy to bring judgment on the powerful. And what it's a call for, it's God's mercy, not only to those individuals, to let the foolish idols and the hypocrisy and the bondage of their life come crushing to the ground. They have deeply offended God. Guess what? He's the most offended member of the whole reality of what's being exposed. Yes, the women these men abused are victims, and they're profoundly and deeply offended, but God is ultimately the one. Against you alone, Lord, have I sinned at this level, and what is evil in your sight I have done. This is a moment of mercy, because God wants to give his life to each and every one of these people. He wants to call them to repentance, and he wants the whole world to see it now, and for all of us to come out of darkness and hiding and bondage and the lifeless worldview that we've accepted. And he's calling us to say yes, to receive the offer of new life. I mean, the Lord wants to say to Harvey Weinstein, repent and believe, my son. I want to give you, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Come to me. And you don't have to carry those slavish burdens anymore. But repent. Enter the waters of baptism. Come, I'll give you new life. I'm the way and the truth and the life. In fact, I'm what you're longing for when you're seeking to enthrone yourself in culture and society, when you're looking for the adulation of men and women, when you're looking to satisfy your desires, when in a perverted way you're seeking some kind of communion and knowing and being known, but you're doing it your way. You're doing it according to your wisdom. You're a slave. You're a slave to sin. And your life is literally headed for eternal destruction if you don't repent. God's coming to you as a merciful judge right now. He's coming to all of us in the world who are living at this moment in hypocrisy and sin, lying and cheating and in infidelity and broken. Friends, I've known these things in my own life. I know what it means to say yes to sin. I know what it means to live in hypocrisy. I know what it means. And God wants to come and fix that. He wants to come and make you new. He wants to come and make you everything your heart actually desires, but you're blind enough still to believe that the world can deliver it to you. That your home in the Hamptons, that your big TV contract, your famous this and that, the crowd you run in, and there's no one who's without sin. No one. Even the self-righteous who are condemning these people at this time are filled with sin and stand in need of God's forgiveness and redemption. This is a time for the whole world to fall to its knees. Yeah, the kings of the world, the dictator in North Korea and the atheists in China, and the whole world is called now to wake up and to bend the knee, to come to God, to receive the gift of mercy and salvation that's being offered in Jesus Christ so he can make all things new. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.